This is a prepaid call from. Your call has been accepted.
Hey, how are you going?
Good. I don't even remember the last time we talked, to be honest. I think it was when Andrea was there, which seems like forever ago.
It's been a while, yeah. Oh, wow. Good thing you called now instead of last, what was it, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, because no power. Somebody knocked down a pole, which pulled the wires off the house here.
Oh, you're in Minnesota?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, I would never run out of power out there.
I saw pictures.
What's that?
I saw pictures of the property again. It's been...
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, Liz probably showed you that.
Yeah. It's been, So you sent me a batch of pictures in, 2011 or something like that? 2012?
Oh, geez. Yeah. I have a temporary shelter up now. Yeah.
Yeah, and now there's, a weird two-floor thing. I'm trying to picture it in my head right now. It was two floors tall, but only one was livable, something like that, right?
Yeah, it's going to have a full basement, so the basement is partially enclosed for storage. And then, the upper is inside of the basement area, so the logs can be put alongside of the structure that's there.
Okay.
Roof is on the log house part, then I can dismantle the temporary structure.
I see. Okay. It was actually kind of hard to picture the original property when I was looking at them. There's a lot of, greenery everywhere, because when I was up there, it was pretty much like a clearing, which is actually what you called it. So.
Yeah, it's got a basement walls up and everything, But haven't had time to go back there now for three weeks. Gwen and I are going to go see her daughter.
Okay.
And I'm waiting for one more paycheck. I'm finishing up on a small job, and then I'll be able to give you some money out of that one.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Out of that one, and my account has zero in it. I mean, I can add $20-$30 into my whatever house. I owe Jimmy when I moved. When Tony moved out, he left me with a lot of bills, and I wasn't prepared for it. And I had to borrow $1,000 from Jimmy.
Okay.
And I still owe him that.
Yeah.
I'm hoping maybe not this project, the next paycheck out of that, then I'll pay him back completely.
Okay.
Right now,
I'm really not spending all that much money. I am addicted to caffeine. Obviously.
You get headaches if you don't have it? I do.
Yeah. The headaches come about a day after I don't drink any. So if I go to bed early and then wake up late, the next day I'll have headaches. And that tells me I'm really addicted. If it comes
I know.
That pissed
me off. When that happened to me, no one noticed it.
Yeah.
I had a headache, and I don't get headaches. But if I do, I can get rid of them. I couldn't get rid of this headache.
You can't get rid of them.
Because she said, you haven't had coffee.
No.
I went, no way. I had one cup of coffee, and they disappeared.
Yeah. I've weaned myself off
of coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I've weaned myself off of coffee. I've gone cold turkey three or four times in my life just to, just because.
Mm-hmm.
I function better on coffee. But, I've done it before, and, the headaches, you can't get rid of them. Tylenol, ibuprofen, none of that stuff.
It's terrible.
Can't get rid of. But
and I couldn't believe I'm a drug addict. I can't believe it. I got withdrawal from not having coffee. That's terrible.
Yeah. Right now that's really the only thing I'm spending money on is coffee.
Okay.
I buy basic things, like deodorant, toothpaste, that kind of stuff, because the stuff they give you for free is awful. But I'm spending about $30 a month on coffee. So I'm planning on cutting back on that. But outside of that, I'm really not spending that much money. So I've really learned how
they brew it for you, and did you a dispenser
something? It's instant coffee. It's instant coffee we buy.
Well, how do you get hot water?
Not really.
So you drink cold coffee?
It's we have a sink that has two buttons on it. One button is cold water and one button is hot water. Sometimes water is reasonably hot, but not usually.
Yeah.
So I drink lukewarm coffee most of the time. The water from the shower is hotter, so if I really want it a little bit hotter, I'll use the shower water. I'll hold my cup up to it. But, you know, the water is never hot enough. It's never too hot to drink right away. You know, it's...
Well, no, they can't have scalding water.
No. I understand.
The weapon.
Yeah, I understand why. I understand why in some ways. I mean, one of the things... I think the rule of thumb is ease of weapon more than if it can be a weapon. I think that's really what it is, because anything can be a weapon if you want it to be. But
exactly.
It's just ease of access is the actual rule. But yeah, I understand, but yeah, I'll probably try and start drinking less coffee because I'm spending a little too much money on it. And it's kind of annoying. So, but yeah.
I know you're a big coffee drinker.
Oh, I'm a very big coffee drinker. Out in the world, when, you know, I drink coffee regularly, I stay at home and that kind of stuff, I drink about a pot a day, a little less than a pot a day.
Okay.
I just love coffee. I function better on it. I always have. And yeah. I've proven it to myself because I've been addicted to it. I stopped drinking a cold turkey. I don't drink it for like a month, and I function noticeably worse without it.
It's a level of... not activity, but awareness, even?
Yeah. It helps me concentrate, level of awareness. It just keeps me more consistent,
it is a stimulant. It would.
More consistent, where...
I wonder if Einstein drank a lot of coffee. I bet he did.
I bet a lot of people did. I know I'm not alone on this. It's just, it keeps me motivated throughout the day, where it'll get me through things that would be tough to handle otherwise, because I have that, you know, I have the stimulant in me. And, you know, it wakes me up in the morning and something like that too. So, yeah, I just function much better on coffee. A lot of people are like, man, a lot. This is something that, you know. Anyway, I haven't sent you an email in a long time with a bunch of stuff. I do have questions. I'll send you it soon, but I do want something as soon as possible, please. It's not going to take that long. It's easy.
What is that?
So there's a movie channel called AMC we get.
AMC?
AMC. Alpha. Alpha. I don't know what M is in NATO and in Charlie.
Yeah, AMC.
Yeah. Anyway, they have like a horror movie marathon for like the next 2 weeks from now until the end of October or something like that. I would really love the movie schedule for it.
We'll see if it comes up.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
Like you with the AMC Fear Fest, 2018 Halloween movies.
Is there a big list?
Let's see. Well, it goes from, was it a full week or?
It's 2 weeks,
goes
I think.
Through October 30th, the whole month.
Yeah, it should be from...
That's not too bad.
It should be from yesterday till the 31st.
And you got like 7 on Sunday, and then 8 on Monday.
Yeah, there are all these shows interspersed throughout it.
10, 11, 10. So about an average of 10 per day.
Yep.
They'll start from, you know, and they have the times listed here.
Yeah.
Now, all the times are shown in Eastern.
Eastern, okay.
Version.
That's fine. That's just now. All right, thank you. I appreciate
it.
Because, there are just a few movies.
I mean, look how quick I got that.
I know, exactly. There are a few movies I really want to watch, but, you know, we don't have a schedule, and I don't want to, like, this is just 10 times easier, you know?
I'll start anywhere from 1 a.m. or 12 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the last one it shows, and then it starts like 7:29 in the morning, 9:29, 11:29, 5:29, and then the next day, 12:12 a.m., then goes to 9 a.m. from 9 a.m. to 10:50 p.m. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're all here. Anywhere between Ghost Rider, Halloween 2, 4, 5, oh, God, like 6, and 20 years later.
Yeah, there's like 8 Halloween movies. I've actually seen most of them.
There are 7 of them, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen most of those. I've seen most of the Friday the 13th. Yeah.
And then Return to the House on Haunted Hill.
Haven't seen that one.
Poltergeist, which I just saw. The Hills Have Eyes, The Crazies.
I've seen
Exorcist,
most of those.
Exorcist 2.
Yeah.
Exorcist 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man, I gotta show this to Glenn.
Yeah. horror movies. I love horror movies, obviously, as you know. Michelle and I used to watch them together all the time.
I wonder if she left this printer on. I'm going to print them out for her.
Do it.
Yeah, because
I mean, it's nice. You have them on demand, you know, because I'm assuming you have them on demand somewhere on your computer. You can just watch them whenever.
Well, that or, you know, we you know, she has brought them. You know, we have this DirecTV.
Yeah.
You can just get them on demand.
Yeah. It's Yeah, I love horror movies. Michelle and I were watch them all the time together. When I was getting arrested, we decided to watch all of the old classics just because. We were currently working on the Halloweens and Friday the 13th just to catch every single one of them. I think we're about halfway through each series because there's so many of both. But, you know, they're all the same. They're all terrible. So, well, not all of them, but most of them. Yeah. But yeah, there are just a couple I really want to catch. So.
Cool. Yeah, here we go right here. Maybe I can print and see what happens. If it's not on, I'll just turn it on and it'll print then.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Well,
okay.
I appreciate it. She'll appreciate that.
Yeah.
She's always looking for scary movies. Yeah, that's her favorite scary movie.
Yeah. The one I really
Halloween
want to watch.
Is a big thing around here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's my favorite holiday, so.
Andrea's too.
Yep, yeah, and Michelle's.
Well, do you hear what she's doing now? I don't know. The place she's staying at, the house she's staying at, they're self-employed people who do a lot of, they create Halloween masks and things, silicone masks, and she was learning
I have.
They're also doing an airbrush thing. And they know she has the artistic ability, and so they're going to train her one day to have, and they needed more people to do this for them. They're getting paid double the amount because somebody wanted them to do it at short notice.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be paying her $700 for one day's work. And she's never done it before.
This call will be terminated in 2 minutes.
Yeah,
that sounds like typical artist stuff, to be honest. It'd be nice if she
and she's going to love it, and she's really excited about it. But $700 bucks for one day, oh, my God.
Yep.
You know, double the amount normal, and it's sight unseen. And she's never done it before. They're going to train her one day, and I know she'll pick it up, airbrushing.
Yeah, cool.
Airbrushing makeup, basically. It's really, that's awesome.
Cool.
I'm glad for her. I really am.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
So,
Bug her again to get the messaging thing up, because then we can actually talk consistently and remind her that she doesn't actually need a phone number. She can get a Google phone to do it. Michelle does it through like an email thing. You don't actually need a phone. So bug her about it.
Yeah, well, when she gets some money,
okay. This call will be terminated in 1 minute.
Yeah, she'll have extra. She'll probably do it. I'll let her know.
Okay.
I'll help her set it up if she needs help.
Yeah. Well, I will give you a call again soon. Actually, I'll send you a message soon is what I'll do. Thank you for the Halloween list again. That's going to help out a lot. So I'll send you a message soon.
Yeah,
I have questions.
Anything else you want, just put on the message. Like for the Halloween thing, I already have it up on my...
Yeah, I figured I'd ask you on the phone for that one because I want it, like, now. So.
Yeah.
Well, all right. All right, cool. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, Dave.
Love you. Bye.
You too, sweetie. Bye.